perhaps the greatest treasure on this earth and one of the only things that will survive this life is human relationships, old friends. We are indeed rich if we have friends. Friends who have loved us through the problems, heartaches, and reversals of life. Deep, true, joyful friendships. Life is just too short and eternity too long to live without old friends.
Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. Now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Hello, thank you for inviting me to Homes on this beautiful Sunday morning. This is Brother Lord, made the Bible said we could, and we should rejoice and be glad therein. And I'm so glad you've opened your homes to convalescent places, the penitentiaries, wherever you are. I might come in and tell you, truly, there is something we can believe in. So let's get right into our broadcast today by doing this beautiful song here. Martha and I are going to do it. It says, I'm Free.
For so long, I have searched for life's meaning, enslaved by the world and all my dreams. In the door of my prison was opened by him, and now, praise the Lord, I am free. I'm free from the guilt of tomorrow. I'm free from the guilt of my past. Set free. For when I met Jesus, He made me complete. He forgot the foolish child I used to be.
Sin, well, it'd be like being in prison and being set free. I remember a story, of course, I don't know how true it was, but said this gentleman had been in prison for so many years that they called his name and told him, he said, you come forward, we're going to give you a pardon. He couldn't believe it because he'd been in there for so long. But thank God, Jesus Christ said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And I trust today that you are enjoying life. You're enjoying all that God has for you. And if God be for you, you remember what I've always said, if God be for you, there is no power that will ever stand against you. You can take that and trust it because Jesus Christ is true and faithful. and all saints. So let's go right now and listen to this song. And this one says, "A Shepherd of My Valley."
What would I do without Jesus, the Shepherd of my valley? Well, I just couldn't walk this road alone. When I'm hungry, He feeds me. When I'm thirsty, He is my water. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? When I need someone to talk to, He's always there to listen. His arms fall about me, and He rocks me in His bosom. What would I do without Jesus, the Shepherd of my valley? I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? When my tears flow like a river, and my burdens are high as a mountain, and the one I've trusted has let me down. Well, that's when I go to Jesus. He's the one that I can count on. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? When I need someone to talk to, He's always there to listen. His arms fold about me, and He rocks me in His bosom. What would I do without Jesus, the Shepherd of my valley? I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do?
Without Jesus. My dad's favorite song was, "No one ever cared for me like Jesus." And there is no one that ever cared for you like Jesus. He cared so much that He went to the cross and died the sin debt that I should have paid. He paid it for me, and that's great. I'm going to go to heaven because of Him, not because of any good that I've done, not because of the many years I've been preaching the gospel, but simply because He paid the price. He paid the price that I owed, but He said, "I'll freely give my life that they might have life and have it more abundantly." So let's go right now and listen to this song, and this one says, "I wouldn't miss heaven for the world."
I would miss heaven for the world. All mansion waits for me inside those gates of pearl. I'd gladly trade this world for me, for the one that's waiting for me. I would miss heaven for the world. This world is a wonderful place, but I'm not here to stay. I'm just a pilgrim passing through. But I'll keep traveling till the time that I make His home mine. The world can't keep this dream from coming true. I wouldn't miss heaven for the world. A mansion waits for me inside those gates of pearl. I'd gladly trade this world's glory for the one that's waiting for me. I wouldn't miss heaven for the world. Someday when I get to my home, I'll stand before His throne. I'll join His children in a song. sing about his amazing grace. How sweet to sing it to his face. Heaven is the place where I belong. I would miss heaven for the world. A mansion waits for me inside this great hotel. I'd gladly trade this world glory for the one that's waiting for me. I would miss heaven for the world.
Without Christ, we're going to miss heaven, but heaven is our home. He said, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
Life has been so good, I can't complain. When I'm down, God gives me strength to rise again.
all the Athenians and the strangers which were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing. I'm reading from Acts chapter 17. The story begins in verse 16 when Paul came into Athens. And the Bible said there his spirit was stirred because he saw them giving themselves into idolatry. Notice here in verse 18, they said he seems to be one who is setting forth a strange God because he preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection. Is the old time religion sufficient today? In verse 21, the Bible said, for the Athenians and the strangers that were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing. Isn't that just like we are today? Always looking for new things. Just about the time I get in step, I find myself out of step. But the question I'd like to ask my listeners today, is the old-time religion sufficient for today? Is God's Word sufficient for today? You see, many years ago, 40 men wrote 66 books of the Bible 1,500 years ago. And today, we see that book, and it still is just as real today as it was when they wrote it. Great men were moved as they were moved by the power of the Holy Spirit. And they wrote the book, which is so evident and so positive, no mistakes, no errors. It's a complete formulation of God. It's God speaking to the people. It's a love letter from heaven. It tells us that the Bible is true. It says the world may be on fire, but the Word of God will stand throughout the ceaseless ages of time. There were some great men who met one time who thought they would destroy the Bible. And as they gathered, they built a great bonfire. And one was elected to throw the Bible into the bonfire. And when he took the book in his hand and started to throw it, all of a sudden, he paused. He looks over the congregation. He said, gentlemen, we had better save this book until another or better book would come by. But you see, folks, there is no better book. Even though that it does draw dust upon some of our shelves, even though that it does lie, it's never open, it's never read, but it's a good decoration for the living room coffee table. But yet the Bible stands even above every book that has ever been written. It is generation after generation building upon the faith and establishing a covenant with God through and by the Word of God. Because you see, the Word of God is powerful. The Bible said it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It cuts coming and going. It cuts us away from our sin and brings us to God. My father told me about the Word of God. He taught me that the Word of God would be a lamp unto my pathway. He taught me that it was something I could depend upon. He taught me that it was something I could trust. I could put my total dependence upon the Word of God. And you know, after I've found Christ to be real in my life, I've come to find out that my life entirely depends upon God's Word. If God's Word is false, then, sir, I'm eternally lost without God. And today I can come to Christ and I can repent of my sin knowing that if I confess it, that He will forgive it. He will throw it in as far as the east is the east and the west is the west. And He will never remember it again. Oh, my friends may remember it. And my enemy will always remind me of it. But once God has forgiven me, I have been forgiven. And today you can believe that. You can trust in that. Because the Bible said, Jesus said, whom the Son sets free, he's free indeed. And Paul said, there is now no condemnation to them which is in Christ. You see, Paul believed in justification. I believe the Bible teaches justification. I believe the old-time religion is a gospel of justification. It's a gospel that believes in the virgin birth of our Lord. We are living in a day and time when the virgin birth has been challenged. Many clergies who stand in the pulpit today do not believe in the virgin birth of our Lord. But in Matthew it tells us, for behold, a virgin will conceive and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, and he will save his people from their sin. Even in Isaiah 7 and 14, it said, for behold, a virgin would conceive. And today, I believe that virgin birth of Jesus Christ, I do not believe he was served by a German soldier. I don't believe that he came from a streetwalker walking down the street. I believe that he came from a holy woman, a woman who had never been touched by man. and the blood of Jesus Christ was placed within the womb of this Virgin Mary, that the blood came from the very throne of heaven, and God injected the blood of Christ into the body. And then after 9 months, she carried that body, and it was born, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. It grew up. It became a man. It was not only a man, but he was a God-man. He was God incarnated in the flesh. Remember that the prophet said, or the angel said, that he would be Emmanuel, meaning God with us. And God came and took upon him the form of man. You see, I believe in the God. I believe in the Father. I believe in the Son. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in the Trinity of God. We must believe in the virgin birth of our Lord, because that is the old-time religion. I believe it is powerful to transform man from their sin.
If you could go with me back to where I started from, then I know just what you'd see. A miracle of love that took me in His sweet embrace and made me what I am today. An old sinner saved by grace. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. When I stood condemned to death, He took my place. Now I live and breathe in freedom. With each breath of life I take, I'm loved and forgiven. I'm back with the living. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. How can I boast of anything I've ever seen or done? How could I dare to claim as mine all the victories God has won? Where would I be had God not brought me gently to this place? I'm here to say I'm nothing but an old sinner.
Sir, we're all sinners who have been saved by the grace of Almighty God. I'm thankful for you. I appreciate you. I appreciate the help and the support. We're all a little bit behind. If you could help us, I certainly would appreciate that. Let's go to prayer. Father, we're thankful this morning that we have the opportunity that you give us a great gift of God. And the gift of God is His Son, Jesus Christ. And He came into this world and died of sin, died for my sin, Lord, that I might have life and have it more abundantly. I don't understand that, God, how that you can do that. But nevertheless, you've done it. You've done it for me. You'll do it for anyone else that's listening this morning. So I pray for this broadcast. I pray that somehow or another we'll be able to reach out across these airways and touch the hearts and the lives of the people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen. Well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you today. I do hope you'll sit down and write to me. I appreciate Dana Olson and Daryl Olson are web servers. Now you can put us up on internet. All you got to do is type in stbi.org, and you can pull up any of the sermons that we preach and any of the broadcasts that we do here on the radio. They're very faithful. And I always did say they got a greater ministry than I have, because after I'm gone, they have the right to go on with my ministry. So I'm glad for that. I'm glad I've been able to share myself among the people for so many years. God has blessed me. I hope God continues to bless me. And when I slip out from this life, don't worry about me. I'm going home to be with the Lord. I'll see Martha again. I'll see all my loved ones on the other side. So I'm thankful for that. So I'm going to close with this song right here. I hope you enjoy it. And it's a Lead Me to the Altar.
Lead me to the altar. Lead me to the altar. I hear Jesus, my Savior, calling me. His tender voice I hear, I feel His presence near. Lead me to the altar, lead me. I was sitting in a little country church one Sunday night, listening to an old-time preacher. He was telling of God's saving grace, of His power, and of all of His might. Was seated next to me was a dear old gentleman. His face was wrinkled, his hands were calloused, and his hair had already turned gray. As the preacher told of the home beyond the sky, the old gentleman bowed down his head. Tears came to his eyes, and when the invitation was given for those who had gone astray, he freely took me by the hand. And this I heard him softly say, well, I am old, blind, and feeble. I cannot find my way. I need a hand to guide me. Please help me lest I stray. I've lived my life in vain. My heart with sin is stained. Lead me to the altar. Lead me to the altar. Lead me to the altar. I hear Jesus, my Savior, calling me. His tender voice I hear. I feel His presence near. Lead me to the altar. Lead me.
Well, that's our broadcast for today. I hope that you've enjoyed it. I hope that we've been able to do something or say something that's brought you strength and encouragement. If I can't help you, I'm sure not going to hurt you, okay? Goodbye, be good. May God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
One evening while his mom was fixing supper, he handed her a piece of paper that he had been working on.
You could write to me, Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Madams Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Madams Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.
And for playing with little brother while you went shopping, 25 cents. For taking out the trash the other day, Mama, $1. And for getting a good report on my report card, $5. For raking the yard, Mom, $2. He said the total is $14.75. Well, the mother stood there thinking while 1,000 memories began flashing in and out of her mind. So she picked up the pen, she turned over the letter, and this is what she wrote back to that little boy.